Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday, I know that much. And it's also the 23rd day of May, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 67 and a low of 39. It's pretty much staying the same, growing that grass. Going to choke on the smoke. I can feel it coming. Anyways, we'll be right back, and then we'll go over to the alternate controlled propaganda bullshit, and we'll take a look.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, over to the poop. The poopaganda. See what we're going to start with here. So here in, oh wow, I thought that is the first one, wow. So here in this video, you will see a completely unarmed Palestinian turn around and calmly walk away from a female IOF soldier. Then she takes aim and completely unprovoked and shoots him, and he falls to the ground, not in the back, may I add. And watch this video. I mean, fuck, no, they're not committing genocide over there. That's outrageous. Come on, people. Netanyahu invokes another genocidal Bible reference while scolding the ICC. Who in the fuck do you think you are, you piece of shit? This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made yet another veiled allusion to the Bible war, the biblical war of extermination against the Amalek, during a speech denouncing the ICC. Mondawi's reports. Well, that was a hell of a name. Let's see what old Benny had to say. From Israeli writer Jonathan Ofer in Mondawi's. Netanyahu's response to the ICC invokes another genocidal biblical reference. For Netanyahu, the ICC news was an accusation to once again make allusions to the biblical war of extermination against the Amalek. Amalek, I guess it is. This was the same biblical reference Netanyahu invoked in a statement October 28th at the outset of the Israeli ground invasion in Gaza. Remember what Amalek did to you, he said, quoting the Bible verse where God commanded the Israelites to wipe out the enemy nation of the Amalekites down to their babies and animals. South Africa submitted Netanyahu's statement at the ICJ, International Court of Justice, that's the other one, as evidence of Israel's genocidal intent in Gaza. This time, Netanyahu, using the same reference to rally the nation against its enemies, which apparently now includes the ICC, using coded language in the Hebrew version of his rant against the court. Apparently, Netanyahu believes that if he makes his Amalek reference more vaguely, that they will fly under the radar. Contrary to Netanyahu's speech in English, Netanyahu's speech in Hebrew for Israeli consumption ended with a Hebrew phrase, Netzah Israel Lo Yisheker, which means the eternal one of Israel shall not lie. This was the phrase he directed at the lies at the Hague, at the Hague, as he said in the statement. The significance of this phrase will not be apparent to the general public as it draws upon loaded codes in both biblical and Zionist history and mythology. The phrase itself comes from the Samuel 1:15-29 context. Here is everything. King Saul was admonished by the prophet Samuel for not completely eradicating the Amalekites. Saul had spared their king Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle, which the Israelites were unwilling to destroy completely. According to the Bible, this level of annihilation was not enough and displayed King Saul's supposed weakness. That is why the prophet Samuel admonished the biblical king. The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission saying, go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Amalekites, goddamn. I don't want to read Hebrew. Wage war against them until you have whipped them out. Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? Saul seeks to defend his actions, but Samuel delivers an uncompromising message. You have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you as king of over Israel. Watch out, Trump. Saul seeks forgiveness, but Samuel delivers the unprecedented message. The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to one of your neighbors, to one better than you. He who is the internal one of Israel shall not lie or change his mind, for he is not a human being that he should change his mind. And this was the sentence Netanyahu used at the end of his Hebrew address reacting to the ICC application. In other words, he's sending a message that he will not make the same mistake as King Saul by not completely eradicating Amalek. He will go all the way in Gaza. He will continue into Rafah. He will wipe off the seed of Amalek, as Israeli soldiers were recorded chanting back in December. You have to applaud Mondelez for exposing this as no one else in the media is reporting on it. In November, They translated the disturbing open letter written in Hebrew, signed by around 90 Israeli doctors, which urged the Israeli Defense Forces to bomb hospitals in Gaza. Similarly, Gray Zone in March translated a piece of Hebrew-only media detailing how the Israeli lawyer who pushed the Hamas mass rapes hoax was accused of scamming donors of millions of dollars. Israel reported David Sheen in March also exposed how Israel's top rabbi in Jaffa issued a call in Hebrew to genocide all Palestinians in Gaza and said in the Torah it demands killing the men, women, children, and even the babies. That's the end of that. I mean, that's not genocide. How dare you? I have a warrant against him for genocide. He's doing what God's telling him. God told him to kill them little children, to have them little children have their fucking limbs amputated with no anesthesia, no fucking medicine, starve them out. You fucking, show us a picture of this piece of fucking shit. I cannot stand to look at his fucking face. What a piece of garbage. Representative Van Wagner, Republican Missouri, says people in the St. Louis metropolitan area can't pay their mortgages, child care, or car payments because the U.S. is not approving arms sales to Israel quickly enough. The process is taking too darn long, she bellows. And she does, and, you know, I watched this fucking video. And she's, this is the, hey, you misery-making motherfuckers. You got to, first off, realize that the money being paid for these fucking weapons comes out of my fucking pocket and the pockets of all the fucking working people in this goddamn country who do not support fucking genocide, you cunt. And so your fucking goddamn defense workers, when the deal doesn't go through, it's just tell them to give you the fucking money and don't send the fucking bombs. How about that? But no, she, it's my goddamn, it's been too darn long. Get that money over here. We want to make some more fucking bombs so we can kill some more little children, you fucking bitch. May you rot. New ex-policy forces earners, forces earners to verify their government ID with Israeli verification company. Oh, really? We'll see about that. This is by Ken Macon, Reclaim the Net, X, formerly known as Prince. Twitter is now mandating the use of a government ID-based account verification system for users that earn revenue on the platform, either for advertising or for paid subscriptions. I guess who's going to run it? Let's see. For users that earn revenue on the platform, either for advertising or for paid subscriptions, to implement these symptoms, X, formerly known as Prince, has partnered with AU, looks like 10TIX, an Israeli company known for its identity verification solutions. Users who opt to receive payouts on platform will have to undergo a verification process with the company. Man, you got to clear it with the fucking Jew now before you can get your fucking pay money. Did you give them the internet too, you motherfuckers? This initiative aims to curb impersonation fraud and improve user support. You bet it does. No, it means to track and trace every fucking body and make sure those who aren't fucking kissing the ass of the fucking Israelis don't get paid. Fraud and improve use support, yet it also raises profound questions about privacy and free speech as X, formerly known as Prince, markets itself as a free speech platform, and free speech and anonymity often go hand in hand. This is especially true in countries where their speech can get citizens jailed or worse. You mean like in the United States? We're making changes to our creators subscription and ads revenue share program to further promote authenticity and fight fraud on the platform. I know you guys. You are the fucking fraud. Starting today, all new creators must verify their ID to receive payouts. All existing creators must do so by July 1st, 2024. The update to X's, formerly known as Prince, verification page now reads Creator Identity Verification. It's all written so small I can never read that. This shift towards online digital ID verification is part of a broader trend across the political sphere, where the drive for identification often conflicts with the desire for privacy and anonymous speech. By linking online identities to government-issued IDs, platforms like X, formerly known as Prince, stifle impressions as users become wary of speaking freely when their real identities are known. It's none of your fucking business, you fucking kikes. The policy shift signals a move towards more accurate but also more intrusive forms of user identification. Although intended to enhance security, these practices risk undermining the very essence of free speech by making users feel constantly monitored and raise fears that in the near future, all speech or major platforms will have to be linked to a government ID. Not in the trenches, you don't. Anonymity has long been a cornerstone of free speech, allowing individuals to express controversial, dissenting, or unpopular opinions without fear of retribution. Throughout history, anonymous speech has been a critical tool for activists, whistleblowers, and ordinary citizens alike, and it enables people to criticize the government, expose corruption, and share personal experiences without risking their safety or livelihoods. I'm Henry fucking Shively. 419 Ash Street, motherfuckers. Fuck you, Jews. Every fucking one of you. And I'm not anti-Semitic. I hate your fucking guts. Get that through your head. Governments around the world have been pushing for an end to online anonymity over the last year, and X's, formerly known as Prince's, new policy is a step towards this agenda. Over the last year, a slew of child safety bills has emerged ostensibly aimed at protecting the youngest internet users. Oh, that's what they're for the children. Take it up the ass for the children. Why they cut the tits off the little girls and the dicks off the little boys. However, beneath the surface of these well-intentioned initiatives lies a more insidious agenda to push for widespread online ID verification. Fuck you, I'll tell you exactly who I am, where I live. Ex-owner, or that is ex-formerly known as Prince owner, Elon Musk has commented in support of these bills as recently as last week. See, man, if everybody just fucking, you know, for a day, nobody went on the fucking internet. Nobody used fucking Google. Let them lose it. One day of fucking revenue. Think what they make in a fucking day. Oh, God damn, if there was an alternative. While this new exchange is only for those users looking to claim a cut of the advertising revenue that X, formerly known as Prince, makes from their post and is not yet enforced for all users, it is a large step towards the normalizing of online ID verification. I mean, it's the thin edge of that thick wedge. This is so that you will become acclimated to fucking showing your fucking ID to fucking speak on the fucking, or write something on the net. Is that what you're talking about? Let's see what else we got. Janet Milo defrauded the U.S. Army for $108 million. She created a shell company that funds were funneled into under the guise of providing services to military families and their children. She is allowed to retire with full benefits. Well, of course she is. God damn it. You got to reward this kind of activity if you want it to continue, stupid. This is a video. You can watch it. The guy's, oh, yeah. What the fuck is this? That was the least they were doing. Hunter's laptop is real. What? Who's saying this? What the hell's going on here? Says the Biden Justice Department. It's real? You mean those pictures at the top of From the Trenches are fucking real? Of him with little fucking five or six-year-old fucking little girls dressed like prostitutes sitting on his naked body with a towel across his fucking prick as he's fucking smoking fucking cocaine? By editorial board, New York Post, it's already been confirmed 100% real 8 ways from Sunday, but in case anyone still needed proof that the Hunter Biden laptop is real, look no further than the Biden Justice Department. I'm not going to go no further than that because I don't really care. I don't care how fucking real it is. We have at the top of the fucking front page of this fucking goddamn website, it's fucking Hunter Biden with them little fucking girls and dressed up like fucking goddamn fucking lingerie. Where'd they even get little girl lingerie? And fucking weighing his fucking crack cocaine with these little girls sitting all over his naked body except for a towel across his prick. And nothing. He might have, committed some fucking fraud and shit. And, if you talk about money now, that's what it'll come down to. It's like fucking Al Capone, kills God knows how many people, and then he goes to jail for fucking tax evasion. Same shit, different day. It's always been this way. Brits told to stock up on food and water. This is by Naima Harris. Oh, the people's voice. The people are speaking. Families across Britain have been urged to stock up on emergency supplies, including food, water, and first aid kits, in a push to protect against growing threats to the country. Well, there's growing threats to every single individual on this fucking planet. The warning comes from Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden as the government has unveiled a new website prepared, designed to teach citizens the best course of action before, during, and after an emergency. I'll tell you what it is. It's called Jack went in the fucking into the fucking breach and fucking pulled the trigger. There's your fucking goddamn action. The news site encourages people to leave their safety solely in the hands of the authorities and states that Brits would be wise to start stockpiling food and water and develop a household emergency plan in order to be prepared to face all sorts of disasters. Ooh, get scared. Yesterday it was fucking atomic bombs. Today it's, God knows what. And if they're telling you to get ready, there's something going to happen. Shit. Now I'm all scared. RT reports that the initiative is a part of Dowden's push to make the nation more resilient in the face of various supposedly growing threats ranging from natural disasters to conflict. The British media report, speaking at the London Defense Conference at King's College on Wednesday, the Deputy Prime Minister said that reliance begins at home. This is all horseshit. This is boo. I'm going to go boo. And that takes care of that. Like the shelves are empty in the store. Imagine you didn't own a store in that kind of fucking deal, huh? Fauci senior advisor Dr. David Morans admits he is a longtime friend of Dr. Peter Daszak. Jokes about kickbacks from federal grants. Peter Daszak has been a personal friend of mine for almost 20 years. And this is a video you can watch this piece of shit sat there and I was just joking when I told him better pay me my kickback money. I used my own private account. I wouldn't do that on a government account. And I deleted it right away, but goddamn if they didn't find it anyway. Justice Department files lawsuit against the state of Oklahoma regarding unconstitutional state immigration law. And this is bullshit. By U.S. Department of Justice, the Justice Department today filed a suit against the state of Oklahoma challenging House Bill 4156, HB 4156 under the U.S. Constitution. Don't exist. Supremacy clause, you can shove up your ass. The supremacy clause is the 9th article of the Supreme Superior, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. There's nothing superior to that clause in foreign commerce clause. The Constitution assigns the federal government the authority to regulate immigration and manage our international borders. No. If they were obeying the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of the land, they would have to take each and every one of us to fucking court and in their personal capacity. Somebody would, before they could take one bit of what belongs to us and give it to a fucking foreigner. a fucking foreign national. You understand that? So you don't get to see, they want to keep this fucking whole ball of spaghetti fucking going, this whole thing. Consider that when they let somebody in, you know, they always talk about my piece of the pie. Well, my piece of the pie, they take a piece of your fucking pie that belongs to you and they give it to a fucking foreign national. When they take from you without due process of the law, they violate the highest law in this land, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by the representatives of the people, unlike your phony fucking constitution, unalienable law, and they fucking violate it. It's violated. You took from me without due process, you motherfucker, and you gave it to somebody else. You can't do it. Well, you can, but you got a goddamn date against the wall or with the fucking hangman's noose coming to you. Pursuant to the authority, Congress has established a comprehensive, comprehensive immigration framework governing non-citizens. Fuck you. You can't do it. If you want to take something from the fucking American nationals, there's only one way to do it, and it's through a common law court, through the common law procedure outlined in the fucking Bill of Rights. One way. You do there's it any other way? Go ahead, sorry.
There's nothing left of that pie.
No, there ain't. We're going to have to go take our pie back, and that's a fact if we have to rip it out of their fucking stomachs. Re-entry and presence, because HB 5156 is promoted by federal law that violates the U.S. Constitution. Right there. Federal law that violates the U.S. Constitution. No, it don't violate the U.S. Constitution. It violates the Bill of Rights, which is a separate body of fucking law. It was law before it was ever attached to that fraudulent, non-existent, never did exist, fucking phony ass fucking Constitution. Got it? The Justice Department seeks a declaration that HB 5156 is invalid and an order enjoining the states from enforcing the law. And you can't do it. Only the people can do such things as this, you motherfuckers. We never granted you any authority to begin with in the Constitution because we didn't ratify it, nor did any representative elected by us. You son of a bitches, you think we're stupid? Well, I did it again. I'm sorry, guys. Shouldn't have did that. Of course they think we're stupid. Oklahoma cannot disregard the U.S. Constitution and the settled Supreme Court precedent. So Supreme Court can give a fucking opinion to its own fucking goddamn bunch of, it's unlawful too. It wasn't fucking ratified by the people. They can throw an opinion out there just as easy as I can, but it doesn't have no force of law behind it. The force of law is in the fucking Bill of Rights and in the fucking rifles of the fucking people, said Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General Brian M. Boynton, head of the Justice Department Civil Division. We have brought this action to ensure that Oklahoma adheres to the Constitution. Fuck that Constitution and fuck Oklahoma, the state. Go ahead.
What do you think is going to happen when the government gets into an argument with the government, at the Supreme Court? I mean, you think it might go in favor of the government?
Yeah, first there'll be an orgy, and then, yes, it will go in favor of the government.
Oh, what a tremendous surprise.
Yep, it just shocks me every time I see it. Oklahoma,
it's like, what the hell?
Ahead, sorry.
If these guys suppose that they can define what law is themselves, like, how does anybody not realize that that is a completely biased against the people kind of a thing? I mean, like, this is kangaroo. It's absolutely ridiculous.
The bottom line is the jurisdictional authority in this country belongs to we the people, plain and simple, and we have to exercise it as individuals. That's what they have hidden. That's what they've buried, as they've buried the Bill of Rights. And when the people get desperate enough, they'll dig the son of a bitch out. It's written at a third grade level. It reads real fucking clear. And then they'll see that it, you know, it's your right and your responsibility. Go shoot the son of a bitches. That's what you do. No, we don't have to fucking, it ain't my, your constitution didn't give me my rights, son of a bitch. My gun did. And your constitution is a fucking fraud. And your fucking assertion that you are ruling with the consent of the fucking ruled is bullshit, because you were never given any authority by the fucking people through any kind of ratification process, through any representative of the people. The only
that's
law
what I think.
Go Right.
That's what I think is so key, that you've seemed to be the main guy who's underscoring that the Constitution is just totally illegitimate. It was never ratified by the people. The people had no say in this whole thing. I mean, you know, like historically, I remember hearing 20 years ago about how the Articles of Confederation were going to be revised or something after the Revolutionary War or something, and you know, basically these guys get together in Philadelphia, and then all of a sudden it just turns into, we're making a new Constitution. But somehow it never dawned on me that was an absolutely, totally illegitimate exercise of power on their part. That the people had absolutely nothing to do with that. It's just a whole bunch of elite guys just sitting around in a room and decide, okay, here's the new rules and regulations of the whole world here.
They didn't have nothing with the Confederate rights either. It's just a bunch of it's like I talk about that movie or that shit. It's a mini series. It's fucking grotesque, like any other thing. But if you fucking, it's called Dogwood, and they're looking for statehood, and then you've got all these criminals. They're murderers. They're fucking pimps and whores and fucking. I mean, just the lowest scum in the fucking. They're on in Indian territory. So the law can't reach them. So that's where every criminal fucking is. And so when they find that, you know, they're going to get statehood, they're going to get annexed into a state, either South Dakota, I think it is, or Montana. And as soon as they get the, where they're going to get annexed in, all these fucking creeps, these dirty, rotten son of a bitch and thieving, murdering, low life bastards. They go and they says, "Oh, come on over here. You're Bob. Come here, Jim, Ted." And they sit down at the table and I'm going to be the mayor. I'm going to be the fucking ombudsman. This is how they did the Constitution. That's how they did the Confederation. Same fucking way. They didn't have the fucking assent of the people. Nobody elected them. I always ask people when they fucking want to argue about it, who in the fuck ran against fucking George Washington? Was he elected? Or was he selected?
Well, how many examples are there? How many examples are there in history of a government coming into existence where it wasn't done by force? You know, basically, it's just whoever has the guns and is able to get on top are the ones who are going to basically like create this whole system in the first place. And it's just
we'd been at war with the fucking British for a year and three fucking months. The people had. In an uprising, how do you create a government in the middle of an uprising? Did you go out into the fucking trenches and into the woods and everywhere? Somebody fucking voted on this shit? Hell no. The goddamn merchants, just like on the miniseries I was talking about, the lowest son of a bitches, the ones that were the king's fucking men, that the people were, that's who they rose up against. And they just all said, I'm going to be this son of a bitch. I'm going to be this son of a bitch. And when they went to ratify that fucking Constitution, there was no elected representatives of the people. They were appointed by the era of fucking stocracy. There's a book called The Constitution. It Never Was. Explains it very fucking clearly and shows the documentation. It never fucking happened. The Constitution ain't worth the paper it was fucking written on. You can wipe your ass on it. Unlike
right
the right.
Thank you, Henry.
No problem. Oklahoma adheres to the Constitution and the framework adopted by Congress for regulation of immigration. As outlined in the complaint, Oklahoma's law would create new state crimes to regulate non-citizens' entry and re-entry into the presence in the United States with charges ranging from a misdemeanor to a felony, in particular HB 5150. See, this is the whole fucking deal here. You come crossing our fucking border, we shoot your ass out of here. There ain't no goddamn, you don't get no fucking court. That's an invasion. You think when fucking Germany went into fucking France and Poland, you think they sat down and held fucking court to see if they could just come on in or not? Or you think the fucking guns went off? Somebody invade your ass, you fucking shoot. That's what the whole idea of fucking repelling an invasion is all about. Requires non-citizens convicted of violating its previous provisions to leave the state, effectively granting Oklahoma the independent authority to exile non-citizens from the state. The people, always it's the state and the fucking God. The state was created by that Constitution that never was. so the goddamn state isn't. And they were all fucking goddamn turned into corporations in 1984. Go look at your goddamn town charter. Tell them you want to see the town fucking charter. You'll see an incorporation in 1984. They did it across the country. And that's when everything was made into a district. You don't have a goddamn township. You don't have a fucking county. You don't have a fucking state. You have a district within a district within a district within the District of Columbia. That's why it's all unlawful. That's why it is an invasion. That's why it's fucking blatant ass treason and sedition. And that's why we are supposed to shoot it the fuck out of here. Permitting a patchwork of state immigration schemes, the Supreme Court recognized in Arizona versus the United States, Arizona has no stand. Arizona ain't a person. That's what people got to get through their fucking heads. That's a goddamn corporation. It's a piece of fucking paper. It can do nothing but sit there and be read. Only a person can fucking move a fucking court. And the courts of this land are fucking common law courts, unless you're in the fucking army during you can't even use that because the fucking Constitution is no good. They had no provision for ever having any fucking state. There was nothing there. There was no authority. They just fucking did it like them cocksuckers on that Dogwood fucking movie. Watch that son of a bitch. And watch those fuckers walk in there and just say, I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. Fucking murdering, worthless, stinking, rotten, fucking most horrid fucking people you could fucking imagine. And I'm going to be the fucking, I'm going to be the fire chief. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be fucking that. And well, I'm going to be the guy that goes and talks to the people come from the state so we can get the payoffs to the fucking, this is part of it. The payoffs to the fucking state all arrange how much we're going to pay so we can keep running our fucking criminal operations unharassed by the fucking state. I mean, right there in front of your fucking face. That's how the goddamn Constitution was fucking created. Not because the people fucking got together and said, we vote that we want a constitution or we want a confederation. The people who rose up against the fucking tyranny, they didn't have, when they came to the continental congresses in the individual colonies, they fucking all had one thing they were saying, we fucking rights. They were there for their fucking rights. And then came the money and then came the fucking goddamn aristocrats to come in and fucking hijack it and turn it into a fucking goddamn revolution to fucking remove the king and so that they could be the fucking goddamn princes and fucking dukes and have a fucking corporate. And everything's always been corporate from the beginning, from the Mayflower to Jamestown. Corporation, corporation, corporation. And they want it. And this is also, they can have their corporate fiefdoms, just like fucking Bill Gates and all these motherfuckers are trying to do right now. They want their own corporate fucking, corporate, God damn it. Oh, we had it a minute ago. I'll get it in a minute. However, that the authority to admit non-citizens and to determine the state status in the United States is a core responsibility of federal government that does not fucking exist. It can't exist. It was never created by the people. We got the right to fucking wipe it out. To remove it. And not to mention in 1871 and 1875, it was fucking changed to a straight up fucking corporation. Title 28, definition 15, fucking read it. HB 5156 impedes the federal government's comprehensive immigration scheme and interferes with its conduct of foreign relations. No, if people just understood, hey, you know what? We're the fucking goddamn kings and queens here. You got it? And the state, the thought of a state's a piece of paper. It's another fucking corporation. It's a collective. But the highest rights in this fucking land are for individuals. And they forbid for any fucking collective to have more power than the fucking individual. That's why the only way anybody can accost you or come at you In the common law course is to come in their individual capacity and you meet them in their individual capacity. They don't get the whole goddamn the state and all the shit they fucking stolen put behind them or the federal and the federal monstrosity, the fucking monster, the fucking endless fucking goddamn stolen fucking wealth, one man fucking facing that. You think that's what our people fucking voted for? Well, it wasn't. That's why the 9th and 10th article are there, to make sure it never happened. But we have to enforce that, son of a bitch, make no mistake, including the Justice Department of the Homeland Security and Department of State. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I need a drink of water.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Too many mornings in the night.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Tiliquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:51 Pacific Time. What's that, a swamp by Hogjaw. Standing up in the towers, pissing down on the fucking tower that the work from the tower that the working man made. More like it, son of a bitches, man. They have nothing but fucking contempt for us, and we just sit there like a dog that's been beat too many fucking times. Let's see what else we got in this mess. You're not gonna play the game with me, huh? Germany would abide by Netanyahu arrest warrant, and it goes through that they're members of the ICC. But this here is just to keep your fucking eyes off of what they're doing right now. They are fucking committing more genocide, not just genocide, more genocide, blatant fucking barbaric fucking genocide. Like the bastard was talking in his little fucking speech, men, women, children, babies. If that's your God, you're a sick son of a bitch, and so is your God, you son of a bitch. Revealed 300 Boeing planes used by United and American Airlines have potential flaws that could cause jets to explode in midair. I mean, every day. And I mean, this now they're finding this. It's a electrical thing that goes into the gas tanks for the static electricity that a plane will incur during a flight. And it's just fucking, it costs about 90 for some bucks a piece. And they're not talking about it. I mean, they're trying to get the goddamn shit out the door, like the defense plant. They want their fucking money. They don't give a shit if people get killed. There's too many goddamn people anyway. Didn't you guys know that? And that undercover recording shows the Gardea police trying to recruit migrants to police the Irish population. What do you think, Irish? You guys going to put up with this shit? This is what they're going to do here. This is what they're doing here. This is why the fuckers are brought here. They've been trained. You're going to end up shooting these son of a bitches, or they're going to shoot you. You will end up fucking killing, or you will be killed. Kill or be killed. That's where you're fucking at, because you've let it go. You could shut this shit. I mean, this should have been shut down generations ago. Back when they took the fucking gold, we're taking everybody's gold. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. I'm an individual, free, sovereign national. You can't take fucking shit from me. And you better file a goddamn fucking civil fucking complaint or a fucking criminal complaint go through the fucking process. You ain't getting shit from me, and you have to file it as an individual, and you would have to file it with every fucking motherfucker that they took gold from. Otherwise, the Bill of Rights couldn't be in existence, could it? Just now, Fossey's right-hand man, Dr. David Morin, says he didn't know deleting emails meant he was deleting federal records despite being... I mean, think about the thing with fucking Hillary and the server in her fucking bathroom and all this. All of this fucking stuff here is just to divert your attention from what? Genocide. And not just the genocide in fucking Palestine, the genocide going on across this world with Pfizer, Moderna, and the rest of the fucking murdering son of a bitch in pharmaceuticals and the fucking goddamn medical industry. World Health Organization orders worldwide lockdowns as Australia reports first human bird flu. Now, this is your people's voice again. Remember what I just read you. World Health Organization orders worldwide lockdowns as Australia reports first human bird flu cases. And this is by Sean Adel, TABATBAI, The People's Voice. And tell me what The People's Voice is. The World Health Organization has ordered government to prepare intricate, harsh new lockdowns after Australia reported first human cases of bird flu. Now, that's what their headline is, right? That's what they told you this story's about, right? That's what this article is about. So you jump over there. According to reports, authorities in Australia claim a child was infected with avian influenza in India and brought the disease to Australia. This is the first confirmed human case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in Australia, D. Claire Looker, the state's chief health office declared in a statement. Reuters.com reports it was the first instance of a detention of the H5N1 strain in a person or animal in the country, she added. The child experienced a severe infection but is no longer unwell and has made a full recovery. Okay. The case in Victoria involves an H5N1 virus, but the strain is not the same as those responsible for the outbreaks in the United States, Looker said. A farm worker in Texas tested positive for the virus earlier this year as it spread through the U.S. cattle herd. Australia is the only continent where animals have so far stayed free of the H5N1 avian influenza virus, but authorities on Wednesday said a different strain of highly pathogenic bird flu had been detected in an egg from a nearby Melbourne. First laboratory tests showed that the virus was an unidentified H17 strain that probably came from the wild bird population and had been seen in Australia before, and Guillaume Koch, Victoria's chief veterinary officer. Curbs were exposed on movement around the farm and the birds would be destroyed, he added. The area does have a highly density of poultry businesses, both eggs laying and poultry meat cooked, told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation Radio. At this stage, we can't say whether there will be any onward spread to the properties, to other properties. We are now taking measures necessary to stamp it out to remove any onward spread. The outbreak presented no risk to human health, he said. Only a small part of the industry has been affected, said Rowan McMonies, chief executive of industry body Australian Egg, adding that farmers would be working hard to ensure there are eggs on the shelf. Chicken producer Ighams Group plunged as much as 16%, but passed paired losses to the 5.5% by 0701 GMT after it said operations had not been affected. The Australian Chicken Meat Federation, ACMF, said companies had stepped up biosafety measures as a precaution, but added no discernible impact is expected on chicken meat supplies at the retail level. In 2020, Victoria was the site of the H7N7 outbreak, the most recent Australia's nine outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Since 1976, all were quickly reined in and stamped out, the government says. And that's the end of the article. Did you hear anything in there? about this World Health Organization orders worldwide lockdown as Australia reports first human bureaucracy. Did you hear anything in there about that? That's a bullshit fucking headline. It's for fucking, you read that, you see you're going to win, and they've called a lockdown. You can see it here. Here's the fucking goddamn orders. They're going to lock your ass down. This is bullshit. And that's what you are, you people's voice. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that particular thing of using a clickbait headline like that is becoming the signature of the people's voice. They are false and they keep revealing themselves. They pull you in and then they support nothing. It's just to get a rise out of things. And, you know, Henry, I also wanted to say with everything that's going on, I have never seen the level of desperation that I'm seeing now coming from those that are keeping the lies going. It's just unprecedented, and they do feel, like you said yesterday, they're running scared and they're nervous. And they're not even using logic. They're just kind of saying a word salad and things that don't make sense. It's like they want us to settle in for believing their insanity and going for schizophrenia or something. It's insane. And last thing, I have this personal vendetta with celebrities because I think they're let off the hook too easily. Yes, we make fun of them and point out their extravagances and everything, but they're even more dangerous than that. It used to be in the old days, celebrities, a lot of them were anti-war and protest people because they wanted to connect with the public. But now they're creatures supporting the evil and the demise, and I think they need to be made uncomfortable. And just one last example. They, you know, say they're for the environment and working for climate change. And I thought about this question being put to them the other day. Well, how come we never see you in the same outfit twice? How come every time you appear, you're in a different outfit? And we know the textile industry is responsible for so much pollution. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Well, I agree. I mean, they're running scared, believe it. The thing is, it's a web of lies, and they're running out of places to even try to extend the web. And that's why it seems so ludicrous, the shit they do, because they just want to get one more strand across. They don't care if it makes sense or not. And it'll fall under its own weight if it keeps going like this. But if they try to push us, we have to be ready to hurt them and hurt them bad. And we didn't get to the rest of the stories, but there's some other good stories on there. They're coming out as part of the revealing. Was it today? Is their day when they're calling their Satan down or Area 51 2025? Dark secrets about the. Let's see, where was it? It was right here. May 23rd. Today's May 23rd. No, it's tomorrow. Yep, today is May 23rd by Jingle. And May 23rd, they're calling down the devil, and they have this fucking video. But you know, and they talk about Aleister Crowley. I mean, it's a long article. It's longer than a piece of string. I read probably 3/4 of it. But you know, they've got old Aleister Crowley in there, and they talk about how they've been doing this forever. And this spooky guy on this thing here, I go in there and I bash his goddamn face in and stomp him into a mud hole and lock him dry. You don't scare me one fucking bit. You don't scare me no more than the rest of these fucking punk bitch motherfuckers that make their threats and then go fucking try to find somebody to back their mouth. That's all you are. You don't scare me. Give it up. You don't scare nobody. People are sick of this shit.
And Henry, I think that also their contradictions are getting away from them because we're getting on one side, bird flu, another pandemic, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then on the other side, there's like today, I saw Kaiser Permanente came out begging all its doctors to come back who were let go because of refusing the vaccination. And, you know, they said the mandates are done, please come back. So they're in their own kind of insane tug of war.
Like I said, it's caving in on them. I mean, usually that's how empires go. They kill themselves. They crumble in on themselves. They get too big to manage, and then you got too much greed. I mean, they cut each other's throat for a dollar, And then, you know, and when they're, as far as the people, they keep trying to squeeze you. But the harder they squeeze the people, the more that slip through their fingers, and pretty soon the empire crashes. This ain't going to work, and they know it. It's like that little girl said, they ain't going to get nowhere like this.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Yeah, and in addition to the greed, there's the those religious and biblical objectives about prophecy and what they have to rebuild the temple. And I don't know if they're using that to justify all these wars or if they really believe that they have to do that to reign supreme. So,
well, these idiots in this country, these Judeo-Christians, they believe it. I mean, if you hand me something and you say this is a prophecy, and I start going by this prophecy, is it a prophecy or is it a self? I mean, are my following instructions that are going to lead to the destruction that if I didn't follow those instructions, it wouldn't happen? Is it a self-fulfilling prophecy, or is it, you know what I mean?
What better way could there be for the to control so many of these idiotic believers in prophecy as to basically look at the book and then just, okay, I'm going to bring that about. I'm going to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, all of a sudden, all the retarded evangelicals get completely on board with that because, oh, my God, he's bringing about prophecy.
It's happening. Look, it's happening. Exactly. But it's happening because they're making it happen. I mean,
they're making it happen. Exactly. It's like, what would be more obvious than that?
Well, it should be obvious, but man, people have become really fucking dumbed down. That's just all. They don't think for themselves. They haven't. The party politics, you know, is what ruined the people from thinking for themselves. You know, but it's so much easier to follow a party and just, I vote a straight Republican ticket. I vote a straight Democratic ticket, neither of which is fucking legitimate because this is a goddamn international corporate mafia fucking occupation of this country. The elections are bullshit. You're not voting for anybody. They're going to put who they want in there, and they're going to keep, how long are you going to keep playing this game? You say, I'm voting. That's the only voting. Look at what voting's got you. Where is voting got us? I mean, we're down to the point to where we don't even have one thing in a day that we can put up and just, you know, just like, wow, that makes me feel better. There's nothing. It's all negative. It's all going to hell. And yeah, get your temple built, and we'll see if we have that Armageddon. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just kill your asses. That's where it ends up for me. Anyway. Thanks, you guys, for coming up, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But, I mean, like I said, ask yourself, is it a self-fulfilling prophecy because they're following directions in a book? That is the Word from the Trenches.
Come.